Hi, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Monday, the 6th of September. The Western New South Wales Local Health District has recorded another COVID-related death, an Aboriginal elder from the small town of Angonia. The woman, aged in her 70s, passed away at Dubbo Base Hospital. This is the district's second COVID-related death overall, the first being an Aboriginal man in his 50s on Sunday, August 30. Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin offered his sympathy to the community of Angonia and also further stressed the importance of vaccination in fighting COVID, as both people who have died so far were not vaccinated. The district overall recorded 44 new cases today, 35 in Dubbo, 6 in Bourke, 2 in Orange and 1 in Narromine. The Far West Local Health District recorded 7 new cases, 6 in Broken Hill and 1 in Wilcannia. This comes after the arrival over the weekend of 30 motorhomes to Wilcannia's Victory Park Caravan Park. Those have been provided by New South Wales Health as isolation accommodation for the Wilcannia community. New South Wales overall reported 1,281 new cases of community transmission. On to Victoria, where a further 246 new locally acquired cases were reported, bringing the state's total active cases to 1,619. This includes 4 new cases in Shepparton, bringing the total active cases there to 128. Housing Minister Richard Wynne announced a rental relief package to be paid to the landlords of Victorians who have lost work due to the pandemic. It'll be a one-off payment of up to $1,500 to assist renters who pay upwards of 30% of their income in rent and have lost 20% or more of their usual income. These payments will be backdated to the 27th of May. Wynne also announced the extension of a program that currently sees 1,600 homeless people and rough sleepers placed in hotel accommodation. This program will be extended to June 30, 2022. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.